A great deal of living must go to very little writing. These are the words of Francis Havergal, the author of Take My Life and Let It Be, in today's episode of Heritage Hymns.
Welcome to the Heritage Hymns broadcast with our speaker, Daniel Cox. Join us as we travel back in time to learn of the great songwriters and the stories that they told us through music. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for more information. But for now, here's Pastor Cox.
While the American continent was being richly blessed with the hymns of Fanny Crosby, England's hymns were being written with the pen of Frances Ridley Havergal. She, 16 years Crosby's junior, said of blind Fanny, "Her heart can see." The truth be told, Havergal had the same spiritual perception to make much of Jesus through music. It was a deep and abiding well within Havergal that led to the writing of her glorious anthems. She was a sanctified vessel and meet for the Master's use. Educated in English and German boarding schools, Havergal became a scholar of Greek and Hebrew, a brilliant pianist and a vocalist, as well as a student of the Bible, having memorized much of the New Testament, as well as the Psalms, Isaiah, and the minor prophets. Out of this well, the Holy Spirit drew such wonderful hymns as "Like a River Glorious," "I Could Not Do Without Thee," "I Gave My Life for Thee," and many, many more. Based on her recurring theme of surrender and devotion, this sweetest voice of hymnody became known as the consecration poet. She once exclaimed, "I believe my king suggests a thought and whispers me a musical line or two, and then I look up and thank him delightedly and go on with it. That is how my hymns come." To many believers, "Take My Life and Let It Be" would be the masterpiece of her sacred collection. The lyrics of this hymn do indeed etch into human hearts the need for personal surrender to Jesus Christ. In February of 1874, Miss Havergal had gone to London for a visit of 5 days. There, in the home of a family she was visiting, were 10 persons, some not converted, and others who were converted but had lost the joy of salvation. Through the prayers of her burdened heart, she prayed that within 5 days each of them might receive a blessing. Indeed, they did. By week's end, all 10 persons were either saved or renewed in Christian joy. As Miss Havergal retired to her room the last night, she experienced, as she called, a blessed sleeplessness. She was too happy to sleep. She rather spent the night in praise and prayer that God might renew her own consecration. And in that night, the words to this song were born, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise." Havergal thought of her vast musical abilities. She was expertly versed in the performance and interpretation of musical greats, especially in Handel, Mendelssohn, and Beethoven. Her singing voice was that of an angel. But after considering that all of her talents were on loan from God, she determined not to use her voice for secular purposes, but would wholly give her voice to the singing and playing of sacred songs. And so she wrote, "Take my voice and let me sing, always, only, for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee." Remarkably, neither fame, fortune, nor the franchising of her own musical accomplishments owned her. Jesus owned her. Every word of this timeless hymn were sincerely phrased. She at once gathered together her many fine pieces of jewelry and family heirlooms and shipped them to a church missionary house to be used in financing evangelistic meetings. She reported that she, with extreme delight, surrendered 50 items. She then sang, "Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose." At 42 years of age, Havergal caught a severe cold which caused inflammation in her lungs. She often stated Thy will be done is not a sigh, but only a song. Hearing that her life was in danger, Havergal exclaimed, If I am really going, it is too good to be true. Splendid to be so near the gates of heaven. Fading from earth's shore to glories, she drew into her lungs the breath that would expel her final feelings. Jesus, I will trust thee with my soul. Then she looked up steadfastly toward heaven, as if she had seen the Lord. Her sister recounted, for 10 minutes we watched that almost visible meeting with her King, and her countenance was so glad, as if she were already talking to him. So she had written before, Take my love, my Lord I pour, at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. Havergal's influence cast a long shadow on our times. Would we give all ourselves to Christ? Would we give our time, our talent, our treasure, and allow the Lord Jesus Christ to sit upon the throne of our hearts? We are blessed people, and this is our heritage of hymns.
If you enjoyed the broadcast and would like to access more information regarding the music ministry, please visit heritagehymns.info or pastordanielcox.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening.